Bez Hashem continued Pelayoids, Ois Aleph, discussing Achil and Shtia in Shir number 71. The topic now is Achilo B'derech Eretz. To eat food with Derech Eretz. B'tzorich Lizor, we have to be careful. Lechol B'derech Eretz. To eat properly. What does it mean to eat properly? Not just to grab the food and throw it in your mouth. You know what happens if a person eats like this? Says the Zoya Kodesh, that approach is from the Yetzahara of Esav HaRasha, Shehem is Sitra de Esav. As Esav said, pour it down my throat. I'm opening my mouth as wide as I can, pour it down. That's how you eat. The food was for your father. Your grandfather just died. And he comes in there, he's famished. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. And he says to his twin brother, says, pour it down. Oh, you want the first word, whatever you want, I'll give you everything. You can have the Cadillac also. Take it all. I just want the food, I don't care about anything else. When Nivzev and Nimuz Be'en Olekim is despised in the eyes of Hashem and people, person has to also be careful when you eat. And this is something very serious now. It's a serious topic. And the Nisayan comes up, especially when people go to a chasna. More when you go to a chasna, or I should say it the other way around. When you go to a dinner, and you know, if you pay the $300 or $500 to go to the dinner, so you think to yourself, well, you know, you have to get your money's worth. More. You have to get your money's worth. V'chein, sorich lizar liyois. The person stuffs himself. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking here about stuffing a person stuffing himself to the point where if he put one morsel in his mouth anymore, we don't want to finish a sentence. What's going to happen to the person? He's going to explode. So you say, oh wow, that's no, it's not healthy. It's not a nice thing to do. The Pelayos tells us it's much worse than that. When a person eats like this, you know what happens? He arouses the Yetzer Hara. He wakes up the Yetzer Hara. Like the snake, like a serpent that is waiting. You know how a snake attacks? It's quiet. You don't see it. And all of a sudden, boom! It attacks the person. It attacks the prey, whatever it might be. Shekein kosam akubalim. Once again, like I told you yesterday, we've learned a lot. We learned some from the Sefer Pelayos already. We're still in the Ois Aleph. This is the most Kabbalistic discussion we've had so far. I think you'll agree, right? That he's bringing so much over here. We have to hear what happens when a person eats like a chazer. That's what's happening over here. He's eating like Esav. Esav is compared to a chazer. He arouses the Yetzer Hara. Look at the words. Listen to the words. Shekein kosu ha-mikubolim. Sheko mashem ma'yisiv b'chol. Yetzer ha-kidei savoy. When the person adds more during the week than he needs to be satiated. Ma'yisiv koich v'sitra achro machzik es yitzroi harav yishiz gabralov. He entices, he arouses, he awakens. He encourages a Yetzer Hara to attack him. Umachzik es Yitzroi Hara, she's Gabrielov. Remember many years ago, when I was married to Sarah, I was passing by a doghouse. And I was tiptoeing. I didn't want to wake up the dog. It was very early in the morning. I didn't want to wake up the dog. It's a big dog. I turned around after I passed the doghouse. I saw they were using it for like a shed for storage of some metal. But I didn't turn around until I passed it. Then I saw the dog was well awake on the other side over there. When a person, sometimes we don't realize, we wonder, why do we have a pull that's drawing us to do something wrong or ra? And sometimes we have a pull that's drawing us to do something great, good. To do mitzvahs, like you have by Yaakov and Esav. We all know the Medrash with Rashi. Running to the Beis Medrash, when Rivka was walking by, this one's pounding to go to the Beis Medrash, this one's pounding to go to the Mokom Avodah Zarah. The Pele Yoetz is telling us, he's teaching us right now. We have sometimes, we can arouse that Ra to attack us, that serpent, when a person eats like a chazer. It's as simple as that. As I'm saying this, I can't stop. I think I told you one story about the person who lamented how he went to a chasna and it was towards the end. He got there towards the end of the shmorg. It was a few days later. He was still lamenting about it. I know another person. He's got like a battle plan. He's got it all worked out. He's got it all worked out. Like if he sees the lines by the sushi station or by the meat, it's very long. He knows to go to the other side first, you know, the other lines. And then when everybody's got their sliced fresh meat over there, they're going to go. I'm telling you, like a general. He has it all planned out.
He says, let's think for a second. You could go to a mitzvah, sudas mitzvah, a chasna, a suda, a siyum. It can even be Shabbos or Yontif if a person overdoes it. You know, you have to go to three kedushin. This one had a baby, this one's making a simcha here. There's no mitzvah tea the same amount by every single one. The same bowl of cholent, and kishka, and potato kugel, and the same amount of herring. But imagine every single kiddush you go to. And then, you have a suda now. Then you have to go home, you have a suda. And then the person has to, I can't learn anymore. I have to go to sleep now. I can't have no strength. Well, no strength. Imagine a person was forcing the food down someone's throat. It'd be like torture. We're torturing ourselves. He's saying if we do this by a simchas mitzvah, we arouse the Yetzer Hara to attack us and to push us and pull us to do averus. That's what's happening. We don't see it. We don't realize this. And that's what we learn the Sefer Pele Yoetz. And he educates us. That's what takes place. And just like a mitzvah, when it's done in public, and the mitzvah is done properly, it adds strength. And koyach, and shemayim, and then you know what Hashem does? He opens up the faucets of bracha down here, pours us with bracha. Pours down the bracha upon us. When you do mitzvahs properly. Haveira shinasis barabim. Halohi barabos maisevas koyach shel asitra achra. Rachman letzlan. Haveiras that are done in public as well. It has the same flip side power to bring down koyach hasara. And this is something that happens every single day. Every single day we have food in front of us. Now, it's not every single day we have a shmorg in front of us. I know some people wonder, oh, if only. It's a very difficult nisoyin. It's a very difficult challenge, especially in this generation. Everything is decorated, the eyes see it, and it's presented in such a fabulous way. It's not enough to just make the food the way it tastes good. It has to be presented in a certain way. This person was telling me this ice sculpture that he saw, and then they make chocolate sculptures. They make these sculptures out of it's edible. Don't eat it because you're going to break the nose or something, and then they're going to be upset at you. But all these fancy cakes, and why do they do this? Because they know it's enticing to the eye. That's why they spend so much money on it. I know what you're thinking. You have a lot of disappointment when you actually taste it and like it doesn't taste as good as it looks. I know what you're thinking, right? Rabbi Yisrael, it's a very serious topic here. We are just educated by our Rebbe over here, the Pel Yoitz. And he's teaching us something that we might not have known. That it's not just a matter of having a stomachache afterwards and maybe getting sick physically or maybe not getting sick or lamenting the fact that you couldn't eat more. That's not just what it is. It arouses the Yetzer Hara to pull us to do averus. That's the ra, the evil. When a person stuffs himself. And we should try when you go to a simcha. Try to tell yourself, you want to go have something, go eat something. And I'll give you an eitzah, by the way. It's an eitzah. When you go to a simcha, you go to an event, try not to go when you're famished. Try not to go when you're really, really hungry. Try to go when you have a little something in your stomach. You know why? Because when you're famished, you're not going to even realize what's going on. Because your mom is so hungry. You traveled an hour and a half, 2 hours. You didn't eat for an hour and a half before that, 2 hours. Traveling makes you hungry. By the time you get there, you see all this food everywhere. And you know what you're thinking? Oh, wow. It's all for me. Look what they did. They're so nice. But if you eat a little something beforehand, by the time you go in there, you just take your plate, enjoy the delicious food. But don't go overboard.